The Children That Didn't Know How to Listen. Once upon a time, there was a group of children. They were in the second year of primary education. They were nice, good workers, very naughty, and with a great curiosity for learning new things. But they had a big problem. What problem could such small and wonderful children have? Simply put, they were never quiet. Well, someone, yes. In every group, there is always someone who is quieter and prefers to listen. And that happens in groups of children, of daddies, of mummies, of friends. But in our group of little friends, the majority talk without stopping. And sometimes the teacher and their mothers told them that they were never quiet, even underwater. Now that is very difficult. What an exaggeration! All they really wanted was to tell about their things, their countless experiences that they have lived in their long lives. Oh, now I am exaggerating too. But seriously, there was no way of having a quiet morning. Sometimes the teacher was sad. When she was explaining the different kinds of renewable energy, suddenly Pablo interrupted and said that he had been in Maranchon and had seen many wind turbines that were very tall. She wanted to recite a beautiful poem to them, and suddenly Javier told everyone that he knew a lot of poems and songs because he loved music and singing. When it looked like everybody was silent and the teacher started to explain how the digestive system worked, all of a sudden Claudia remembered that the day before she had a terrible stomach ache and she needed to explain about her terrible experience. Another morning, they were studying about the villages and the cities. Inés wanted to tell them what Soria was like, and she raised her hand. The teacher gave her permission to speak, but all at once, several pupils started to talk at the same time about the different cities that they knew, so finally, Inés had to be quiet. Well, it didn't matter. It was fantastic that all the children wanted to share their experiences about all of the situations we could learn from, not only from books. The problem was that they didn't raise their hand. They didn't wait their turn. They didn't listen to Hugo nor Pablo, who had their hands up for half an hour waiting to tell about something interesting. So, one morning, the teacher told them that this situation couldn't continue in this way. They had to learn how to respect and listen to each other. but they had to think about how to do it themselves. Gonzalo proposed that they could make a poster, and there they could write the number of times that someone spoke without waiting his turn or interrupting the rest of the classmates or the teacher. There wouldn't be punishments nor prizes. Everyone at the end of the morning simply had to reflect about the times that they had spoken without respecting who was speaking. Reflection meant having the pupils think about how they felt when they wanted to say something important and nobody listened to them. The days went by, and the weeks. One day, Valeria had 10 crosses because she had interrupted 10 times. "Oh my goodness, that couldn't be," she thought, and she decided she had to change. People would notice that she was growing up, and she wanted to learn from her teacher and from all her classmates, and it would only be possible if she listened to them. Again, the days went by, and the weeks, and the beautiful month of May arrived. The weather was changing. The days were warmer. The trees were full of green leaves, and the school was full of beautiful flowers. And the most impressive thing, our friends were changing too. Little by little, and without having been very conscious of it, every day they wrote less crosses on the famous poster. So that meant that every day they listened more to each other. Laura told them that she had visited Zaragoza and she gave a kiss to the Virgin of Pilar, and all of them listened enthusiastically. Hugo told them that his grandmother came from Andalusia to spend several days in Sigüenza. Irene told them that she was to do the first communion with her brother Pedro, who was in the third grade. Pablo told them about how much he enjoyed being in the School of Music and how well he looked after his little sister and how he loved teaching her words in English. Alexandra and Judith listened to them as they always did, and if they wanted to say something, they raised their hands. But now Valeria was really happy listening, and when she wanted to tell them about her trip to Colombia, everybody looked at her with wide eyes. Colombia was so far away, and what a wonderful country it had to be. out that Naira loved writing letters and cards on special dates, such as at Christmas. Or Nuria loved drawing and painting, and perhaps she would be a famous artist when she is older. Or Pablo, who enjoyed building fantastic forts where he could live great adventures with his friends. Or Claudia, who was the oldest in her family and helped her mother with her little brother, and that made her feel very happy. Finally, Inez could tell them how beautiful Soria was, and all of them wanted to visit it. Javier explained to them the difference between the oboe and the clarinet, and one day he sang a cool song accompanied by his cousin Gonzalo, who also liked singing, and by Pablo, who played the saxophone. The three children had thought of forming a rock group when they are older. And in this way, little by little, the school year was ending and our friends were growing up. They had learned so many things this year. But the most beautiful was how our group of friends noticed how important it is to know how to listen and talk when you should, knowing how to be respectful of other people, and prove that if we like other people to listen to us, the rest of the people also enjoy it when they feel listened to. All of us are important, and we all have interesting things to say. And also, if we want to learn many things throughout our life, we can do it better listening to rather than speaking.